As I love myself, I am always speaking from an inner correct wisdom which never fails. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, and the University of Philosophy, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. As I like myself, I am always speaking from an inner correct wisdom which never fails. My goodness. As I like myself, I am always speaking from an inner correct wisdom that never fails. Where did I get that wisdom? Where did I get that wisdom that never fails? It comes because I have put the cause in motion to like myself, and when I like myself, I can only have inner correct wisdom. As I like myself, I can only be harmonious and one with and as my divine reality. As I like myself, I can only be the magnificent one that I am. Take all the great people on earth, good, bad, and indifferent. They like themselves. They think that they are the greatest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. They think that their contribution is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They think they're wonderful. And that is why they rise to such great heights. The great heights can be noble heights from our human or divine point of view, or they can be not so noble heights from our human divine point of view. Now, what kind of heights are you rising to? What kind of heights am I rising to? Well, when I like myself and I realize that I really like myself, I do not need to have any control over another person. I do not need to have any management over another person, manipulation over another person. All I do is like myself. As I like myself, I am always expressing myself in that inner correct wisdom. I'm always expressing myself from that inner correct wisdom, which might be defined as from my divine inner self. From my divine inner self. Within each one of us is a divine inner self. Now, the Absolute Philosopher, he lives in this attitude. He lives in the attitude of his absolute divine self. The Absolute Philosopher has no interest in the world, because there's no world. The Absolute Philosopher lives as an is. Now you say, how do you live as an is when you are aware that you are a human being, when you are aware that you have a body, when you are aware that you are living as a sensitive, caring person? Well, you live as an is when you live from the point that there is nothing else but you. There is nothing else but your divinity, but your magnificence, but your perfection, but your beingness. When you live as a realization that you are all in all, fulfilled right now, complete and whole and revealed in every possible way, and as that is, this is all you are. You are sort of... Well, let's call it this, as we have a nice attitude about this. Let's say we are a chunk of gold, a nice big chunk of gold, and we are shining in the sun of our inner light, and our gold radiates outwardly the glow that we are within. You've seen many movies that they find the gemstones in an inner vault. And even as they find the gemstones in the inner vault, and the little light comes through from the crack in the wall where they came through themselves, and the little crack lets light shine upon these wonderful gems who have been lying in seclusion for so long. And immediately they shine forth, not all of them, but immediately many of them shine forth, glistening beautifully, as though they had always been aglow with that inner light. And what about the diamond that has an inner fire that many of the gemologists love to recognize? And many people love to buy the diamond that has an inner fire. Well, what is this? This is the inner activity of divinity. We say that we are the greatest creation. We are the most wonderful creation on earth because we know ourselves and we know our creative cause. Well, do you think that perhaps the diamond, with its inner light shining, knows itself and knows its creative cause? Well, what difference does that make? It's just a diamond, just a stone. No, it is not. It is a creation. It is a creation of divinity. It is a creation with all the aspects of it that you and I have, that all has. We can like ourselves, and we can like others. The absolute philosopher looks upon everything in life and sees everything in life with its divinity, with its creative cause, with its reality. Everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful. Everything is fantastic. Should I see as the divine, as the absolute, should I see anything less than divine, then that means I have my own divinity, my own reality, covered up with some sort of a dust that doesn't allow me to shine forth who I really am. And I polish my diamond, I polish my inner self, I polish my outer self, if you will, so that I can shine through, so that I can be what I always am, so that that inner fire shines out, that inner wisdom shines out, that inner correct wisdom which I am all the time. Now the polishing rag that I use for my divine self, yeah, are the three words, I like myself. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say this, I polish away. I like me, I like me, I like me. Can you imagine Cinderella going around in her house and singing, I like me, I like me, I li-, and she did, and she does, and she, that's the part of the fairy tale. Can you imagine Snow White in the little house of the hermits, and she's going around cleaning the house, and she's singing merrily to herself, and she is so happy. And is she a happy girl? Does everything work out just perfect for her? Does she have any doubt in her heart? Oh, yes, she has doubt in her heart. Not too big, but big enough to cause her to eat the apple from her wicked stepmother, the witch, and for her to lie in state out in the forest underneath this glass canopy until her Prince Charming comes along and kisses her and brings her back into the awareness of beingness. Yes, I like me brings us back into our awareness of beingness. Yes, we look at these fairy tales, we look at these wonderful stories that are made into movies and everything else, and we think to ourselves, why do they have to have the mean part? Why do they have to have the mean part? Well, they don't have a mean part. What they have is a part that is an expression of the individual playing the role, and that is the character from the original writing, who at some point had doubt in their heart. They had doubt in their heart of whatever it was that they wanted. And finally, they were released from that doubt because only goodness could release them. Only purity could release them. But they themselves were never in bondage, though they might have been underneath the glass sarcophagus for Snow White, though the Cinderella might have been with the cruel, wicked mother. They both had that, didn't they? Though that might have been the case, it didn't bother her. She was above that. She at no time thought the mother was wicked. She thought this was just part of the role that she was playing, and to her, washing the clothes of her sisters was not bad. To her, doing the menial things in life was not bad. She never thought it was bad. And so when it came time for her to have a fantasy, and for her fairy godmother to send her off to the castle to dance with the prince, and for the prince to eventually come and find her and put the glass slipper on her foot, which only fit her foot in all the kingdom. You see, these fairy tales are I like me tales. They're tales of through all of the trial and tribulation that the world sees, but the individuals don't see. Snow White didn't know that. Cinderella didn't know that. All the characters didn't know that. But as the world sees it, it seems terrible. It seems just outrageous, these beautiful souls going through that. But the beautiful souls didn't go through that. The world went through that. The beautiful souls were always living in their I like myself. And the beautiful souls were always brought into their proper perspective. Because as they lived continuously in this I like myself, in this purity of consciousness, in this purity of soul, in the purity of beingness, it had to respond. Now, we dwelt upon the fairy tales there for a little bit, only to say this. They are such a quick illusion of the reality that the Absolute is. The Absolute is the is-ness of Cinderella, the is-ness of Snow White, the is-ness of Herb Byerly, the is-ness of each of you is pure and magnificent and wonderful. And it's up to us to live in this is-ness at all times, to not be touched by the outer world, to in no way judge the outer world or be possessed by the outer world, but to be one-pointed in our awareness that we are the purity of all, that we do like ourselves, that we are the is-ness, that we are that one and only. When we think that way, when we live that way, then we go through life, again, like a Dalai Lama, untouched by the world about him, always seeing everything in divine order. We go through life like a Cinderella or like a Snow White. We go through life like many people. Unfortunately, there are not too many people that come to mind because they do not take the limelight. They are people in everyday life who live in peace and harmony and joy. We've seen these people. We have sensed these people. We have walked by these people who are living in their purity and in their goodness and in their wholeness. We are aware of them. We are very much aware of them. Yet we could not put our finger upon what is so beautiful about them, what is so caring or sensitive about them, what's so peaceful about them. We just don't know that because this is not our full revealed nature yet. But as we reveal our nature, and as we reveal our full nature, we will be expressing as they, untouched by the world, not judging the world, living with no possessions, living only in peace and harmony and right action and truth. You see, this can happen when you are Absolute. This can happen in the study of the Absolute. You see, the study of being human and being wonderful leads us in the direction of humanity. The study of Absolute leads us away from humanity, away from all these things, not that they don't exist, but away from them and the manipulation and the judgment, the possession, and being touched by the experiences humanity has. But the Divine One looks beyond and says, there, there, kiss it, make it all well, now go back and play, making nothing of the negative experience and making everything of the positive experience by saying, I like me, and I am always speaking from an inner correct wisdom which never fails. Have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful world. For you are wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.